Blog Talk Radio. Amen, amen, and amen. Y'all know what time it is. It's praying time right now, because this broadcast starts off with prayer, giving God praise, giving him honor, and giving him glory. So for those of you that have your prayer lists, just go ahead and gather your prayer list as we touch and agree, praying one for another, not just praying for my church list, but praying as well as for your prayer lists as well. Amen. So let's begin to draw our minds in and get in that set place right now with God. And I'm trusting that you thank God this morning when you open up your eyes. You thank him for waking you up this morning. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness in those that we're praying for today, Lord Father. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Heavenly Father, as we lay hands upon our prayer list, Lord Father, Father, you know each and every person name by name, Lord Father, and what they're in need of, Lord. Father, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, Lord. Father, we know that you're just, merciful, and loving, and forgiving God, Lord Father. And we know, God, that you're the God that healeth thee. So, Father, as we lay our hands on our prayer list, Lord Father, we thank you, O God, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you, O God, for the prayers that you have already answered, those that you're answering as we pray, Lord Father, and about to answer, Lord. Father, for we take nothing and no one for granted, Lord Father. We don't take, Lord Father, you for granted, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord. We glorify you. We magnify you, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, just for allowing us to see this day, Lord, to get it right with you one more time, Lord Father. Father, to draw others into your kingdom, O God. We thank you and we glorify you for this opportunity, Lord. We thank you, O God, for just being so mindful of us, Lord Father. So, Father, touch all prayer lists, Lord Father, today, Lord Father. And, Father, for those that are in need of prayer, Lord Father, or healing, Lord Father, let them begin, O God, to open their mouth, Lord Father, and have that conversation with you, Lord. Talk to you, Lord Father. Father, we pray this day, Lord Father, that they will repent, Lord Father, and, Father, accept you into their life as their Lord and Savior, Lord. Father, knowing, O God, that the safest place right now is in you, Lord Father. Father, those, O God, that are in prison in their minds right now, Lord Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over them right now, Lord Father. Give them the ears right now, Lord Father, to receive prayers as it is coming forth, Lord Father. Father, wherever, Lord Father, or whatever, Lord Father, they're in need of, Lord Father, we thank you for being that supplier right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Prophetess Gaines right now, Lord. And Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. Father, I ask that you continue to keep that hedge of protection round about her, Lord, Father. Continue, oh God, to give her the strength, oh God, that she needs in you, Lord, Father. She continue to press on, Lord, Father, doing your will, Lord, Father. Strengthen her, Lord, Father. And Father, in the days, Lord, Father, when she's feeling lonely, Lord, Father, missing her husband, Lord, Father, we thank you for being that comforter right now, Lord. Father, for we are our brothers and sisters' keepers, Lord, Father, and we are to pray one for another, uplifting others, Lord, Father, in their time of need, Lord, Father. Father, let us not just be, Lord, Father, hearers of the word, O God, but let us be doers of the word, Lord, Father, and take this word, Lord, Father, seriously right now, your word right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor Mosley right now, Lord Father. Plead the blood of Jesus over her also from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. Father, she have not allowed strokes or nothing to stop her, Lord Father, from preaching and teaching your gospel, Lord Father. So, Father, I ask that you continue to touch her body right now, Lord, and give her the strength, oh God, that she needs within you right now, Lord Father, knowing, Lord Father, that her help cometh from you, Lord. And we say thank you. We glorify and we magnify you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Andrew right now, Lord Father, that have suffered burns, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, what you're doing for him, Lord. We thank you, Lord Father, how he's healing well, Lord Father. We continue to plead the blood of Jesus over his mindset right now, Lord Father. Praying, oh God, for his salvation right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we lift your name on high, Lord Father, knowing, Lord Father, that you will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord. Father, I hold before you Eddie right now, Lord Father, and I plead the blood of Jesus over him, Lord Father, over his mindset right now, Lord Father, praying, oh God, for his salvation, Lord Father, that he may look up, Lord Father, and Father, he may call upon your name right now, Lord. Father, we cancel every and any assignment that was sent towards him right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Shake him up right now, Lord Father. Let him know, Lord Father, that you are the God, Lord Father, the God that created him, Lord Father, knows him right now, Lord, from the time, Lord Father, before I should say he was forming his mother's womb, oh God. So, Father, we thank you for your goodness and mercy, Lord Father, round about him in the name of Jesus, Lord. Heavenly Father, we continue to hold Tory Barnes before you, Lord Father, and we plead the blood of Jesus over him, Lord Father, from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord Father. We're praying right now, oh God, for better living conditions right now, Lord. Father, let your people have compassion right now, Lord Father. Father, for the loss of sight is not nice, oh God, but Father, we ask you right now to send someone, oh God, that will take care of him right now, Lord Father. Someone of like mind like you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Ruthie right now, Lord Father. And we thank you, oh God, for that update, Lord Father, that all the tests, oh God, that the doctors have run came back negative, Lord Father. So, Father, we continue, Lord Father, as we lay her before you. We thank you, oh God, for just touching her body right now, Lord Father. You created her body, Lord Father. And, Father, you know all, Lord Father, that she's in need of right now, Lord. We ask you, oh God, to continue to give the doctors, the nurses, the wisdom, Lord Father. Father, to deal with her right now, Lord. Father, we thank you for every doctor, every nurse, every attendant, Lord Father, that is taking care of her. And Father, we thank you, oh God, for everyone, Lord Father, that is touching and agreeing with us, Lord Father, on our prayer listeners today, Lord Father. Father, as they war and intercede on others' behalf, oh God, we thank you and we glorify you right now to see about their needs right now, Lord Father, for you say you will supply all our needs, and we thank you right now, Lord. Father, I hold before you right now, Lord Father, our listeners, Lord Father, those that are listening now, those that will listen at a later time, oh God. We thank you, Lord Father, for covering them under the blood, Lord Father, in their going out and their coming in. Father, we thank you for your shield of protection. We thank you for your traveling mercies. We thank you for your healing. We thank you, oh God, for being that way maker, that burden bearer, Lord Father. We thank you for just being a friend right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, oh God, for this broadcast, Lord Father. Father, we thank you how it touched the people in many nations, Lord Father. Father, some don't have a Bible, Lord Father. Some are not privileged to a Bible. But Father, we thank you for the opportunity, Lord, that they are able, Lord Father, to hear your word, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for those that are accepting you right now, Lord Father, as their Lord and Savior, Lord Father, knowing that time is at hand, O God. And Father, that we are to seek you while you're still near, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for just being that breath away, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify and magnifying you right now, Lord Father, for being whatever, O God, that they need, Lord. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast. And Father, we cancel every and any assignment that was sent towards this broadcast, anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, and we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for healing and deliverance, Lord Father. We thank you right now, Lord Father, for rededication back to you, Lord Father. We thank you, oh God, for all that you're doing, Lord Father. We thank you. We glorify and magnify you, O God. Heavenly Father, I hold before you my pastor, Pastor George Barnes, Lord Father, and I plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord. We ask that you continue to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate him, Lord Father. Father, take him deeper, Lord Father, in you, Lord Father. Continue to order his steps, Lord Father. Guide his path right now in the name of Jesus. Father, as I ask you to keep your hedge of protection round about him, Lord Father, and no weapon that is formed against him shall prosper, Lord. And every tongue that should rise up against him in judgment shall be condemned, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord. I thank you. I glorify and I magnify you, Lord Father. Not my will, Lord Father, but your will be done, Lord Father. So Holy Spirit, we welcome you on this broadcast. Holy Spirit, show up and show out. Holy Spirit, we thank you for healing and deliverance being in the midst. This Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I know you got your praise on. I know you got your prayer on. And I know that you're going to continue to push in no matter what it is that you are going through. And continue to speak the word. Bring it back to God's remembrance. Stand on his word today. Because you serve us. Awesome, omnipotent, wonderful, merciful God. So today, know who you are in Christ and know who you belong to, and that you are not what man say you are, but you are who God says you are. Speak to that greater one that is within you, and remember that there is nothing that can happen to you today that the God in you cannot handle. Begin to decree and declare it today. Decree and declare it today over your life. Teach it to your children. The greater one is within you. Amen. Amen and amen. Let me give you that word today. One of the greatest motivations for forgiveness is knowing that it is you who will be the primary beneficiary when you do it. Forgiveness is for you. One of the greatest motivations for forgiveness is knowing that it's you who will be the primary beneficiary when you do it. Forgiveness is for you. Amen. So just remember, we are in a time where people are doing wickedness. They're evil, and the devil knows that his time is winding up. So he is going to take all who is willing to listen to him. He's going to take all of them with him. And that is the place in this day that you don't want to go. To spend your eternity in hell is not a good place. It is not a good place. So trust in God today. And for those of you that don't know God as your Lord and Savior, take this time. We all mess up. We all have sin. None of us is perfect. So, you know, go to God. Like I'm talking to you, you can talk to him. He is merciful. He is loving. You want to know the fruits of the Spirit? Go to Galatians. You will see the fruits. You will read the fruits of the Spirit. And you will also read the works of the flesh. And we know what the works of the flesh is. So seek God's face today. Seek him like never before. Ask God today to use you to be a light in someone's darkness, to help someone, to guide someone today. And letting them know that Jesus loved them. God sent his only begotten son, to die for our sin. A man that walked both as human, spiritual, in other words, walk in the natural and walk in the spiritual. So he know what it is to walk the earth. Temptations will come about. People will scandalize your name. People will do you whatever. He knows. So he is our advocate. He goes before the Father. He goes before the Father on your behalf. When you have that relationship with him, not a religion, not to go to church faithfully every Sunday or go to Bible study faithfully whatever day it is, you know. No. Because you could attend all those and your mind is not even there. Some of you, you know, feel that you're forced to go because your mother or your father or, you know, your other half wants you, you know, to go. No, have that personal relationship. don't regret the fact that you did not have that personal relationship, because many of us won't have the time to say, Lord, forgive me. And remember, people, take it to the bank. The words say there's no forgiveness in the grave. When you're dead and gone, you can't ask for forgiveness. If you was on this earth for 33 years, some ain't even making it to 33. Some are not even making it in their 20s. He gave you that time because you come into that place of accountability. You come into that place of accountability. You're accountable for what you do. You are accountable of what you say out of your mouth. So this day I'm asking you, seek God's face while he's still near. You say, I knock at the door. You hear that knock at that door today. I ask you to open that door and welcome him in today. He is your advocate. He is your advocate today, going before his Father. People is like, you know, they don't understand what, you know, some people is like Jesus, some people God, some people the Holy Spirit. It's not three gods, it's one God. If he created us, not if he created us, when he created us, why can't he not create a son? He took out of himself. He took out of himself. So today, take out of yourself and impart it into someone else and let them know who you serve, who you belong to. And just like he did it for me, he can do it for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going off and into word. I'm going to begin into, you know, my message. But let me stop right here. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, as I come before you this day, Lord Father, I ask you, O God, to decrease me as you increase in me. Use me, O God, as your vessel this day. Father, to help your people, O God. Father, tell them what you want me to tell them in however which way you want me to tell them, Lord Father. Father, I come humbly before you, Lord Father, and I ask you, O God, to let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be holy and acceptable unto you, O God. Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for the strength, and I thank you, Lord Father, for your will. Father, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I know sometimes I'll be bringing the broadcast and I'll just break out in prayer. I'm sorry. I am a prayer warrior. I am an intercessor. I am who God say I am. So today I will ask you, develop a prayer life today with God. Amen. And my message today is my help coming from the Lord, personal. When you say it, I'm talking my help. I lay my hands on me and I say my help coming from the Lord, not from man, because God used man to help you. Remember that. God moved on man. And remember, right? When you're a child of God, when you are a child of God, in order for God to touch your enemies, guess what? They got to touch you. But It's for you. Stand. Stand on his word. That when he say no weapon that is formed against you will prosper. Stand on it. He didn't say it wasn't going to form. He said will not prosper. And when he say, when the enemy comes in like a flood, he will lift up that standard against them. They have to touch you. You go into to the military. You go to war. You get wounded. You may not get, you know, a gunshot wound. You may not, you know, be lose a limb or whatever. But let me tell you, you get wounded. How? You know, your mind. You're seeing this. It changes your mindset. That's why we ought to pray one for another. We ought to pray for those that are in the military, the things, people, the things that they're going through, the things that they are going to have to do in that military. People, for you to wake up and pray. And teach them that their help cometh from the Lord, because you know what? They're going to need it. You don't have to go into the military to be wounded. You're living at times in a war zone, gang against gang. You know, the devil don't care who he use. He don't care who he use. So in your prayer time, you ask God for his help, because you can't do nothing. You can't do nothing without him, people. And I'm thanking each and every one that wore and intercede and held me, and I'm saying me, in prayer last week, because I was having a very hard time. And I thank God for the people that he has sent to pray. See, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. When the praises go up, your strength increase. When the praises go up, know who you are. Know who you belong to. And know that you got more fighting for you than against you. People will talk in this day and time, but you pray for them. God will shut their mouths. When he says he will make your enemies your footstool, he will. See, when people think that they are getting away with the wrong that they have done to you, the wrong that they have done to you, they scandalize your name. They take your kindness for weakness. Let me tell you something. Your help coming from the Lord. What am I talking about? When you take off that old man and put on that new man, let me tell you something. The enemy will come at you full force, to who you used to be. But remember, when they came at you and you changed, you did about face. You didn't curse them out. You didn't shoot them. You didn't beat them down. But you turn and you look up and you say, Lord, you said vengeance is yours, say it the Lord. Lord, you said, I have more fighting for me than against me. You said, bring everything to you, and I'm bringing this person to you. I'm bringing this situation to you. And I'm here to tell you today, don't be weary. Continue to press on, because that's the enemy's job, to wear you down. But you hear the serving notice and say, devil, you are a liar, and the truth of God is not in you. The blood of Jesus is against you. speak it, decree it, declare it today. Create your atmosphere. Your atmosphere on the job, your atmosphere in your home, the atmosphere, you know, wherever you may be, create that atmosphere and do not allow people to change your atmosphere. I'm going to read to you Psalms 121. It said, I will lift up my eyes onto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming from this time forth and even forevermore. So let me tell you, remember where and who your help is coming from. See, a lot of people today, they want to give, but they don't want the giver. And I'm here to tell you, you cannot get the gift without the giver. Okay, trust and believe that. He is merciful, he is loving, and don't take my God to be a weak God, because he is not a weak God. So it doesn't matter what you're going through. It don't matter what you're going through today. Look up today and know who you're serving. Talk to God. He is everywhere. His home is in the heavens. When I say he's everywhere, you walk up to that person and you can just sense that person that they are. Because spirit recognize spirit. Spirit recognize spirit. And we are spirit beings. Said, I will lift up my eyes onto the hills from whence cometh my help. Now we all know who wrote Psalms. David wrote Psalms. You know all that David went through. You read it. He was a shepherd boy out there tending to his sheep when God called him. When God called him to be that king, God have purpose for your life. He was Saul's armor bearer. He holds Saul up in prayer. He go before the Lord, and you had the prophet into your life. People, you still to this day have true apostles and prophets that walk this earth. They are the mouthpiece of God. True apostles and true prophets today that listens to God, that brings that word of warning, of preparation into your life. When they speak into your life, they're speaking directly from God. He uses them. You ever been in a service you went to a church and this is the first time you go and tell you, you know, if you want, they can go into your life history if you want, because God will take them back to something that you think that nobody knows, or that you just had conversation with him, and he will bring it there to your forefront. See, I serve under the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter for 18 years. And let me tell you, I can tell you that she didn't just speak or preach the word. She lived that word. And when she tell you, if she tell you it's going to rain, it's going to rain. You can take it to the bank because God used her in that way. Just like he is using other apostles and prophets and prophetess today. He is using them, but we are not listening. We are not listening, people. When you're going through something and they come into your life and they minister to you and tell you what thus say the Lord. Some don't say what thus say the Lord. They give you the word and let you know. And when you know they are true man and woman of God, when it comes to pass, some may happen immediately. Some may take a little bit. But if you look back over your life and every prophecy that was spoken into your life, you will see where your help came from, the path that you was on that you changed. They was there to help you with that process. They was there to help you with the process. Let me start. What is help? Help is to give assistance or support to someone, to provide someone with something that is useful or necessary in achieving an end. To be of use. What are related words to help, to ease, advise, deliver, rescue, save, encourage, benefit, serve, support, minister to? That is just some of the words. And don't you not find this in the God that you serve? Don't you not find thing here and then some in the God that you serve? So wouldn't you not look to him for help? Wouldn't you not look to him today? You see your child or your children going through something. Or you can say, help me, Lord. Help my children. They need you. See, today we don't teach our children to read the Bible. We don't teach them that that's where their help comes from and that there is nothing new under the sun. It may come in a different form, but there is nothing new under the sun. It's time for us to wake up and stop sleeping. Stop sleeping on the word of God. It's no time to be sleeping on him right now. Time for you to stand up and decree and declare who you are. People will look at you like you're crazy. They will look at you and say, all you can talk about is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yes, until the day I die, I will talk about Jesus, because he is the one that healed me. He is the one that helped me when I needed help. He was the one that provided. He is the best provider, the best way maker. Just like how you could get into a heated argument with someone because of what they say, get into the word. That when the enemy comes up against you, use those words. That is your weapon, not a gun, not a knife, but the word. Not physical violence, not mental violence, but the word of God will conquer all. If you're going through something, or when you're going through something, don't be afraid or ashamed to ask for help. Don't be prideful. Ask for help. There is strength in numbers. He said, only two or three that gathered in my name, there he will be. And when you can get to someone to touch and agree and to help you, call upon the Lord. Call upon him. This is the time, and he will make it where nobody is around, that you have no choice but to call on him. Man is the one that, you know, no, man don't help you. God is the one that helped you. He used man to help you. Now, I know I'm talking here. If you have anything to say, all you got to do is just press that one button for those of you that are on the line right now. Or you can call and you may be listening on another device. You may be listening through your computer or, you know, whatever. Let me give you that calling number. It's 347-857-3925, and press that number one. That number one today. And tell me, tell the world how God has helped you. You was going crazy in your mind, because, you know, that's where the fight begins, in the mind. Ephesians 6 tells you, you wrestle not against flesh and blood. Y'all ain't getting that. He tells you what you're not wrestling against. But are we taking heed? Are we listening to what he is saying? We're not. Because we are too busy in the natural forgetting that we are spiritual beings first. And he tells us, come to him. He gives you the weapons to fight. But you choose to do your own thing. You choose to do your own thing. Your help coming from the Lord. He is the one that created the heaven and the earth. So what makes you think that he can't help you with whatever it is that you're going through? What makes you think that he can't make your enemies your footstool? His word will not return to him void. Ephesians 6 and 12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's what we're wrestling against, people. You think the devil don't know the word? He know it better than you. But you know what you got over him? You got the backing of your creator. That when you speak the very words that he speak. You got power behind that word. See, you got a lot of men and women in the pulpit today that are preaching the word. Some of them, and I didn't say all of them, so let's get it corrected. Okay? You have them in there that know the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and they don't have the power behind the word. They don't have the anointed. But you know what? They still gonna preach and teach the word. So when they tell you, just like I give you scripture, don't just take my word for it. Go into the Bible for yourself and go along with me. Some may have the NIV and the other versions. I stick with the King James Version. That's what I know. But what you all don't know, all of y'all that want things so simpler and everything, they are slipping things in the Bible, in all these new editions. And just remember, one word from a verse can change the whole meaning of what that scripture was meant to be, what God had it to be. But you're also busy wanting the simpler version or the plain version. They don't understand the thou and the thee and the thus. And what is it you don't understand? Guess what you don't understand? Go get the dictionary. Oh, my bad. These days, the dictionary is on, on the phone. Guess what? Google it. Hey, Siri. Hey, Alexa. Hey, whoever. Get the meaning of the word. Instead of so much wanting the simpler things. Today, we don't even want to go through anything. Go through today. God is shaping, molding, and building you for his kingdom. For you to draw others into his kingdom. But we're so busy looking at the riches of the world today. What we can have. Gimme, gimme, gimme. I want to be a millionaire, billionaire. What you want to be, all these things. And you can't even call upon God for your help. All those things, all of them. But we're so busy looking for the riches of the world. We're so busy worshiping and praising our money, our children, our material stuff. Because we are so materialistic these days. Look at even the very holidays that they have. Christmas supposed to be when Jesus was born. Huh. If you look at December, okay. But anyway, that's what they have as a day that we celebrate Christ's birth. But look at what it is today. It's a merchandising something. They want to take out Christ out of Christmas and it's Xmas. If the God that we serve, don't mean anything to them and they're not afraid and you can worship any other God, but when you say Jesus or you say God, it's a problem. It shouldn't be. And you all are allowing today. Because I hear a lot of people say Xmas. I was like, Xmas? What is Xmas? Christ? Out of Christmas now. Okay, that's fine. You allow them to take prayer out. One person did that. So are you going to allow society? Are you going to allow the world, to take Christ out of your life, out of your mouth, out of your home, out of your way that you live? Are you going to allow that today? Of the world to dictate who you are? They're going to come at you. They're going to come at you. But know that you got more fighting for you than against you. Use the word of God to push back the enemy. 3 said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You shall not want for security. You shall not want for food, for clothing, for peace, for joy, for laughter. He gave us the word for us to decree and declare and to stand on. That's where our help comes from. So it don't matter what situation that you're going through, you're going to have those rough days. You are going to be wounded, but continue to look up. Continue to call upon your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Teach your children, your grandchildren, to read the Bible. Read it to them until they can read itself. You may have gone through something. Tell them your testimony of where God has brought you from. You will be surprised on when you tell them at a very young age what God has done for you, what he has done for your family. I can tell you. I can tell you what God has done for my family. I can tell you what God has done for my friends. But it's their testimony. Some of them forget what God has done for them. Never forget what God has done for you. Never forget. Never fail in sharing it, because you know what? Your testimony helps others. Your testimony is helping someone go through what they're going through. Somebody may be in a domestic violence relationship, and your testimony alone will help them, show them where they need to go, show them who to call upon. Share your testimony. It helps others. Maybe was in school and was struggling, struggling to get through, to graduate the 12th grade, even dropping out. Your struggle was real. But prayer, trust, faith that was going before, someone praying for you, helping you through the process. See, I know where God brought me from. I know where I'm not going back. And I know I'm not allowing no one to take me back. Before you take me back, I will separate myself from you, because you are not worth it. I know that when I could have been taken out of this earth, nobody but God is who kept me, because he knew my purpose. You are to stand, decree, and declare it today. When people trying to take you back from where God brought you from, say, my Lord, I need your help. my help coming from you, my strength coming from you. It's time for us to be bold soldiers, creating and declaring today. Are you doing that today, people? Wake up. Wake up today. It's time for you to wake up. Ask God to take the scales off your eyes. Ask God to unstop that deaf ear, that you go deaf when the word of God is coming forth. Ask God today to unstop it and hear with the ears of the Spirit. Ask God to open your mouth today and speak his word, that the enemy no longer controls and keep it shut, but you begin to wage war on the enemy. Begin to wage war on the enemy. You're going through something. See, when you get that new man on and you're going through something, is it easy? No. But you know what? You're still praising God. You're still thanking God. You're still smiling. And the enemy wants to know, well, I'm doing all this. I'm throwing the whole house at them. And yet they're still praising God. They didn't denounce him. They didn't decide to turn back to the old man. But they're still praising him. They're still trusting in him. They're still keeping their faith. They're still believing. And they're looking at you and they don't understand, because all that confused the enemy. All of that confused the enemy. They don't understand. They don't understand why you go hard for Christ. They don't understand because they don't know where you came from. They don't know what God has done for you. They don't know unless you open your mouth. Unless you open your mouth today and choose to help someone else. And when you see someone just keep coming at you, salute the divinity of God in them and send them love. You speak into that spirit man within them. Say, when you know better, you do better. But if you don't know, how can you do better? So it's for us, brothers and sisters in Christ today, to not just help our brothers and sisters in Christ, but to draw others into the kingdom, not to condemn them, but to draw others into the kingdom, to help them. You see the path that they're going through. And let me tell you something. The people that come into your path, if you look back, the people that come into your path is the very, and they're going through something, it's the same situation that you have been through, that you overcame. If they cannot be a positive person, you don't want to be around negativity, because when you around that for so long, it's feeding into your spirit. And as it feeds into the spirit, you begin to talk negative. You begin to doubt God. And yeah, it will happen. But you know what? God to forgive you. Ask him for your help, for his help. And pray. You could look. And when you ask God for the spirit of awareness, alertness, and to be sensitive in the spirit, you can see the spirit that that person is operating in. And you come against that spirit that that person is operating in. You can do that. But people today think it's too much work to spend time in the word of God, too much work to sit down and have conversation with God. Why? You afraid of what God going to tell you? You are afraid to say, God, show me me. Look in the mirror and ask God, show me me. And when he began to show you you, say, Lord, help me. Get off of me. Put me back, oh God, on the potter's wheel. Shape and mold me today in your likeness, in your image. Let my words and my actions be as one as you and the Father is one. You can do these things. You can help other people, not just financially, because that's what a lot of people think. Always financial, always about the money. You can help them with your services, your time. And trust me, some of them, even when they're doing you things and you don't say anything, they think that they are getting away with it. But remember, the word says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. And I tell everybody I am one of his anointed because I am a child of the king. Decree it, declare it, profess it, stand on it. No matter what you're going through, God is there with you. Said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He will not let the waters overtake you. Didn't he not say that? Search the scriptures. Ask God for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding when you're reading his word. People, time is winding up. Time is winding up. Who is us today to say, I'm going to live? The words say, shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. He give us the choice, life or death. He said, choose life. To die in him is to reign with him. I told you all about that movie, China Cry, with Nora Lamb. I wasn't privileged to meet her, but the very late Apostle Porter and the church down south met her. And when you can just hear her testimony, because she was not pregnant, a crime that she didn't even commit, serving for her husband, in a prison concentration camp and stand before a firing squad. A firing squad that they are trying to bring back today, people. A firing squad that they are trying to bring back today. She stand before a firing squad. And when they begin shooting, not one bullet touched her. Not one. But the day is coming. The day is coming, people, when they're going to tell you. You have to give up that God. You have to say that there is no God. Or they're going to chop your head off. Or they're going to put you in front of a firing squad. What are you going to do? Because you don't want to die, you're going to say there is no God? You're going to serve their God? You got people in Nigeria right now are being killed. Being killed for what? What are they being killed for? Churches going in. Killing. You hearing about that? You seeing that? Are you seeing it all over the news? that this is what they're doing. Open your eyes, people. Y'all think it's not coming? Y'all think it's not here? Wake up. Open your eyes. Know the God that you serve. Teach your children. Teach your grandchildren. Teach your household today. Don't serve God today and tomorrow you're out partying down, you know, out there doing whatever you want, whatever day you decide to keep holy, that's the only day. No. Serving 24/7 on him when you mess up. Lord, forgive me. Help me. I need your help. Because your help cometh from the Lord. Look at the children of Israel when they were sick. And God told Moses what to do and tell them to look up. The stiff-necked, the hardened heart, the pride. Say, look up and you shall be healed. Look up. And some refuse to do that. Refuse. How? And just like they were then, we are now. We are now. So today, I'm asking you today to look up. Look up to the heavens. Look up to the heavens today and ask God to help you. You may, you know, curse a lot. Lord, help me to take these words out of my mouth. Show me another way that I can talk and get my point across. You may be lying a lot. Lord, take this lying spirit from me. I need you, Lord. Deliver me from it. All he asks you to do. So we have not, because we ask not. So ask today. Ask God today for his help and know where your help is coming from. You may need a job. Ask God. Ask God for that perfect work with perfect peace. Decree it, declare it. Make it an affirmation. You may be in need of a healing of your body. Whatever sickness you may be going through, by your stripes, I am healing. Healing is the children's bread. Search the scriptures today, people. You have a concordance. Look for all the healing scriptures. Look for all the help scriptures. Whatever you're going through, it's in there. If you would only take the time and look. If you would only take the time and look. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You know, someone on our prayer list today, she wasn't put on there today. But she is coming right now to my mind. And I'm going to ask you all to just draw your minds in for a minute and touch and agree and call this young lady name in your prayer today. Her name is Yamilet. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, and in actions, O God. And Heavenly Father, as we hold before you Yamilet right now, Lord, Father, that has cancer, Lord, blood of Jesus over her right now. Father, You say healing is the children's bread, Lord Father, and that you are bigger than cancer, Lord Father. So, Father, I ask you this day, oh God, to touch her body right now, Lord Father. Father, as she's going through chemo, Lord Father, we ask you for your strength, Lord Father. Father, strengthen her right now, Lord Father. Hear the prayers, oh God, that is going forth, Lord Father, in her behalf, Lord Father. Father, we speak in life and that more abundantly, Lord Father, that she may decree and declare it amongst the land of the living this day, O God. Father, touch her children, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for healing of her mind, Lord Father. And Father, for her to call, O God, upon your name, Lord Father. Father, continue for her, O God, to look up, Lord Father. Father, for you say you hear the prayers of the righteous, Lord Father. So, Father, I thank you, O God. Father, for intervening on her behalf, Lord Father. I thank you, O God, for touching her body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we ask that her healing and minister angels, O God, continue to encamp around her this day, O God. Father, we know that you're a just and merciful God. Father, we know, O God, that you're a forgiving God, Lord. So, Father, we thank you for hearing the prayers today, Lord. We thank you for your renewal strength. We thank you for your renewal healing right now, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Whenever God brings someone into your spirit, you may not know the person. Pray and call their name. God is looking for those that would be obedient today, that don't mind helping, don't mind doing today. So trust in the God that you serve. And remember, no weapons that is formed against you shall prosper. He did not say it wasn't going to form, but it will not prosper. So today, for those of you that are listening to this broadcast, whether now or at a later date, and you would like to accept the Lord and Savior into your life, you can go before him. We can do it this day and repent of your sins and invite him into your heart as your Lord and Savior. And after you have done, find a Bible believing church, those that believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, them that would help you to learn and grow more in God today. And know that God loves you. Know that he's a God of many chances today. And remember who you belong to and who you are serving today. Take off the old man today and put on the new one in Christ Jesus. Amen. For those of you that have missed this broadcast from the beginning and would like to listen to the broadcast again, you can visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries and click on the link today. If it's being led to share it with someone, share it with someone today. Whatever you have gotten out of this message today, fail not in sharing and helping others today. You may think that you're not helping with your testimony, but you are. They may not react then, but know that you are. So if God lay on your heart to share your testimony, do so. Don't be ashamed, no afraid. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That calling number is 347-857-3925. So join us tomorrow as Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have a question and you would like to share your testimony of what God has done for you, all you have to do is when you dial that number, you press that number 1, and you will be live on air to share your testimony on what God has done for you. It's not my broadcast, it's God's broadcast. He shows up, he shows out, he heals, he delivers. Once you can just believe, once you can just trust in him today. So join us tomorrow, again, at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. If God has laid it on your heart to sow a seed into this radio broadcast, you can do so. For those of you that have cell, you can enter in logionint@gmail.com, or you can visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. If you do not use any one of those platforms, you can mail it in to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, don't forget, specify what your donation is for. Remember, no donation is too small or too great. Amen. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying
how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things
start happening. I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I
let God,
let him
have.
So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything alright, yeah.
Soon as I stop worrying,
soon as I stop worrying
how the story ends,
I can let go.
I let go when
I can let God.
Let
him have,
let God have
his way.
That's when things are happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go,
I let go when
God.
Let go and let God, my sister, you can't handle it.
bless God.